Hallelujah. And now it's time to go.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? And we will. I just want to say one thing. I didn't bring my Bible with me. That'll help. But just one thing. There's a verse in, or a section in 2 Corinthians 3, where we read there about Moses when he went up into the mountain where the Lord was. And he brought Aaron with him, and Aaron sat a certain distance up, and Moses went up higher, and the Lord communed with Moses there on the mountain, gave him the Ten Commandments. And you read it there in 2 Corinthians that when Moses came back down, his face was shining. His face was shining because he had been with God. And when I hear the testimonies tonight, it's almost as if, and when I see you when you're testifying, it's almost as if your faces are shining. Well, not maybe literally, but in some cases, almost, yes. There's a glow. It's been expressed in the words, too. There's such a joy. There's such a love. There's such a peace. I heard all those things tonight. And when I was listening to all these testimonies from these young men and the ladies and the older people, the only thing that comes to mind is God has been pouring out His Spirit. And God has been filling us with His Spirit. That's what we've been praying for. That's what we've been asking Him. And I could almost think that God has really even come above and beyond. In some of our lives, God has done more than we maybe expected. And our faces are shining because of it. There may be tears running down our face, but our faces are shining. They're tears of joy, gratitude, thanksgiving for all the Lord has done for us. And when I hear Joan's parents from Philippines talking about Jesus and His love and a greater desire for Him, and you hear people from Hong Kong and from Texas and California and young and old, and it's the same desire. Jesus has met me, He's come to me, and I want to know Him better. And our faces, I guess we could say, are shining tonight. I'm going to go home and look in the mirror because you might be disappointed, but stay in the meeting a little bit. You know, it's late. I know it's late, by the way, so I'm aware of that. It's going to be a little later, and then we're going to go. But Moses came down, and then it says one place there in that chapter that he covered his face. He covered his face not because he was shining so bright and he didn't want to blind everybody around him, but he covered his face, it says in that chapter, because he realized that that glory, that presence of God, that wonder that had taken place when he was in proximity with God and in the presence of God, that was fading. And he was, I guess, somewhat disappointed that it was fading. And he covered his face with his mantle or his cloak because he didn't want the people around to see that he was losing out, that the glory was diminishing. And then in the next chapter, the apostle goes on to write to the Corinthians, and he says, but we don't live in the old covenant anymore. But now God's glory lives in us. And so we don't have to be in a location in proximity to God because God is in us and His glory is in us. And we don't ever have to lose the glory. Sometimes when you get to a night like this, people think we're now going to, tonight we're going to make a mad dash for the Holy Ghost. And so we all get filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. And everybody's got to pray and we're going to get filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm kind of glad that we were able tonight to hear from everybody in the room almost what the Holy Ghost has been doing all week. And the Holy Ghost and the glory of God doesn't want to stop because you're going. And I know you're not going tomorrow, and some of you, most of you, I guess, are going Saturday. But when this period ends and we go down from the mountain and we go back to our homes, the glory doesn't have to fade. There's no reason the glory has to fade. Yeah, Pilgrim Camp is nice. It's special. It's great. And it's wonderful to be here. And it's a special place in our lives because we meet God here. But God's in the Silicon Valley. I know there's a lot else on the Silicon Valley, but God's down there. And he's in Texas, too, I think, in the Philippines and Hong Kong, and he's even in New York, or wherever it is that we're from. And when we go back, we can, like it says there, we're changed as we continue to behold him. And that's really the, could I say, the secret of it? As we behold him, I think it's the last verse in the third chapter. As we behold him, sometimes, as was said, we don't have the time to do that because life gets busy and life gets hectic and we lose our touch with him. And when we lose our touch with him, the glory fades. So we have, as it were, some homework to do, some upkeep to maintain. Lord, I want to walk with you all the time in your presence, and I have set the Lord always before me. I don't want to ever lose sight of you, and I don't have to. And then as I keep my eyes upon him, he changes us from one degree of glory to the next degree. It doesn't happen in a week or two at camp. Can't be that way. It's over time, it's over years, it's over decades, it's over a lifetime as we behold him that he changes us. It may be imperceptible to you at the beginning. You might not see it or realize it. Maybe everybody else will realize it and you don't. But he's changing you. He's changing you. He's working in us. He's making us more like Jesus. And so I want to encourage myself that when I go home, I can still live in his presence. I can still have contact with him. I can still keep my eyes upon him. And all the things that you've been saying have a lot to do with it. His word has a lot to do with it. The word of our testimony and giving expression and serving the Lord and on and on and on. And why reiterate everything we've heard? But if we were able to hear, if you've been able to listen to the testimonies, you got a sermon and then some. You know, now what we need to do is say, Lord, I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue in prayer. I'm going to continue at your feet. I'm going to give you that time that I gave you at camp. E.M. Bounds, he said, life is too busy for me, so you had to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to give God time. And that became a pattern in his life. Oh, I don't know what your pattern is or what it will be, but let us endeavor by God's grace to continue to spend time with him and be changed from glory to glory until in heaven we take our place. And then what will that be? Then we'll be like him. Then the whole job will be finished and completed. But until that time, he's working. He's working. He's working. And thank God he is. Let's sing number 3 in our hymn book. Number 3, love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down. Fix in us thy humble dwelling. Number 3 in the hymn book. Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down, fix in us thy humble dwelling, all thy faithful mercies crown, Jesus thou art all compassion, find that perfect rest. at liberty. Shall we stand together? Come, Almighty, to deliver. Let us all thy life receive. Suddenly return and never, never more thy temple leave. Thee we would be always blessing. Finish then thy new creation, pure and spotless let us be. Let us see thy great salvation, perfectly restored in thee, changed from glory to change from glory into glory, till in heaven we take our place, till we cast our crowns before thee, lost in wonder, love and praise. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for it. Thank you, Lord, that you're changing us. Thank you, Lord, for your working in our lives. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. And Lord, we also say, to God be the glory. Great things he will do. You have delivered. You have helped. You have saved. You do. This week you've come and delivered and helped and saved. And you will yet, in the days to come, continue your work in us until you fashion us like unto yourself. And so, Lord, thank you for this meeting. Thank you for the expressions of gratitude to you for what you have done. Make our hearts thankful, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, always thankful, always ready to give thanks to you and express our gratitude for the goodness of God. We pray, Lord, that as we go this evening, that you'll go with us back to our rooms. Lord, just be with us through this evening. Give us a good rest. And Lord, tomorrow's another day where we're going to meet you. We're going to meet you in the morning. We're going to meet you all day at camp. And we're going to allow you to work in our hearts and continue to fill us with your glory. And we thank you for it, Lord. All may change, but you don't ever change. And you are constant and you're always with us. And so we give thanks to you. Bless us, O Lord, through this night we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you, Eli.